So where are the, all the people are coming from? And I really don't want to hold it with my hand all the time.
Have to use the smaller mic to fit the. Ini hawa aja.
What? Hello, hello. No, no. That's too close. That's too close. I cannot move. Hello. I don't know. I mean, can the people hear it? Ask if the people can hear it. What? Hello, hello, hello. What? No, it is in my face, huh? Okay. You can put it a little bit lower, you know, so then. Yeah. Then the sound. That's too low, that's too low. Yeah. Oh. Okay. I don't know if it holds.
This is my better one.
That's too noisy. So what do the people want to hear about? Nothing, huh? That's so strong. Yeah. Why are there people still with the mask on?
Kenapa?
Kenapa kalian pakai masker?
Hah? I mean, COVID is over long, long time ago. Yeah? Huh? And if we are afraid to die, huh? Then we shouldn't be born. Because if we are born, we are going to die. No?
Born in what,
Ajahn? If we are going to be born, we are going to die.
Kenapa takut dengan COVID?
And we are not going to die because of COVID or heart attack or stroke or whatever, or cancer. We are dying because of our karma. Yeah? And the karma comes from the last life. There's nothing you can do about it. I hope you translate correctly. Was a bit short, huh?
Summarize.
Buddhism starts with the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths. Buddhism starts with the Four Noble Truths. The first noble truth is dukkha. Dukkha, what is dukkha? It's not only suffering, it is discomfort, dis-ease, restlessness, pain and suffering.
Discomfort,
dis-ease. Restlessness. I thought Han is going to help you. Huh? I mean, you translated the book, so you should know all these terms that I'm using, or? I do hope some people understand some English. when we wake up in the morning, yeah, and we don't want to get up, it's dukkha. When we're hungry, it's dukkha. When we're thirsty, it's dukkha. And when we are tired, it is also dukkha. It is very important to understand the first noble truth of dukkha. Because if we don't see dukkha, we don't find a way out of dukkha. And that is only the dukkha of this body. The dukkha of the heart is we don't like this, we don't like that, we want this, we want that. Yeah. No, we want to become this or we don't want to be that. So who doesn't have dukkha in his life?
Huh?
Think about it very clearly, yeah? I mean, it is not easy to live this life, huh?
Mm.
And the good news is that in our next life we have the same problems.
The good news?
The good news.
Dan di kehidupan berikutnya kita juga memiliki problem yang sama.
Mm. If we don't find a way out, you know, I mean, we will experience that over and over and over again. Think, yeah.
Jadi bila kita tidak mencari jalan keluarnya, kita akan mengalaminya terus dan terus dan terus.
Mm. When we are born, remember that? Yeah? When we are born, we learn to walk, then we learn to talk, then we learn to read, then we learn to write, then we learn to think. It took us 18 years, you know, to be able to use this body.
Jadi ingatkan kita ketika kita lahir, kita tumbuh besar, kita belajar membaca, menulis, lari, kita berlatih diri sampai 18 tahun.
You want to do that again?
Apakah kalian ingin mengulanginya?
I have no problem with you, yeah? I have no problem if you want to do it again and again and again and again. Because samsaravatta, or the round of rebirth, you know, death and birth and death and birth, yeah? If you don't stop it, we will not get out.
Saya tidak masalah bila Anda ingin mengulanginya terus dan terus dan terus dengan kelahiran mati, lahir dan mati, berulang-ulang terus menerus.
So if you enjoy this kind of life, you know, I mean, then just go on, yeah? Huh? That was short. What?
Go on and go on.
No, I said if you enjoy this kind of life, then you go on and on.
Jadi bila Anda memiliki kehidupan yang demikian, maka kita akan mengalaminya terus dan terus. Berulang-ulang.
You don't have to worry, yeah? But you know, it's not only the human realm that we are born into.
Dan Anda tidak perlu khawatir, kita tidak terlahir hanya dalam dunia, tidak hanya menjadi manusia.
There's the hell realm, the ghost realm, the demon realm, and the animal realm.
Ada dunia hantu, ada dunia ghost.
Animal, demon,
asura.
Asura kai.
Asura, hantu, binatang, and hell.
Hell.
Dan neraka.
Hmm. And the animal?
Animal already.
Hmm. Okay, yeah. And if we are good, you know, if we have good fortune, yeah, then we can go for a while into the heavenly realm.
Bila kita beruntung, kita dapat lahir di alam surga.
So we go up, and then we go down, and then we go up again, and then we go down again, and up again, and down again. That's what the Lord Buddha teaches, that's what the Lord Buddha saw. And that's why he gave us the way out.
Dan kita naik lagi alam tinggi, turun lagi ke alam rendah. Itulah yang Buddha ajarkan, yang Buddha lihat sendiri, dan Buddha mengajarkan jalan keluar kepada kita.
Don't listen only with your ears, listen with your heart.
Jangan hanya mendengar dengan telinga, tetapi dengarlah dengan hati Anda.
Buddhism is nothing that we consume. Buddhism is something that goes into our heart that we understand.
Consume.
Buddhism
adalah kita bukan hanya untuk dikonsumsi atau hanya untuk dibaca, dipelajari, tetapi bagaimana agar dapat masuk ke dalam hati kita.
Consume is like eating and, you know, and shitting it out.
Konsumsi adalah seperti kita makan, dan hanya kita buang kotoran itu saja.
But Buddhism is something, the teaching of the Lord Buddha is something that we have to understand, that we have to take into our heart and don't let it go.
Tetapi adalah sesuatu yang harus kita kita pahami dengan hati kita dan jangan kita lepas.
So that was the first noble truth about dukkha. The second noble truth is, what is the cause of our dukkha? It is the desire, it is tanha, it is wanting, yeah, or not wanting.
Itu adalah kebenaran guru yang pertama, dan kebenaran guru yang kedua adalah apakah sebab dukkha, yaitu keinginan dan desire, yaitu menginginkan atau tidak menginginkan.
Wanting to be, not wanting to be. Wanting to become, not wanting to become. Wanting this, wanting that. Not wanting this, and not wanting that.
Menginginkan ini, menginginkan itu, ingin menjadi ini, ingin menjadi itu, tidak ingin ini, tidak ingin itu, tidak ingin menjadi ini, tidak ingin menjadi itu. Jadi bukan hanya ingin adalah dukkha ya, tapi tidak ingin juga adalah.
We want a bigger house, we want a bigger car, we want another wife, or we want another husband, you know, I mean, yeah. There are so many things, you know, that causes us dukkha. Yeah?
Kita menginginkan rumah yang lebih besar, kita menginginkan ekstra istri, suami tambahan, itu adalah dukkha.
Or we want money, yeah. Hmm? We never have enough money, yeah? That's also dukkha.
Kalau uang, tidak mengingat uang, tidak pernah puas dengan berapa uang yang kita dapat, itu juga adalah.
If we would be satisfied with whatever we have and whatever is given to us, then there would be no dukkha.
Bila kita puas dengan apa yang kita ada, maka tidak akan ada dukkha.
Can we be that? Think about it, yeah, every day, you know, think about your life every day, you know, your desires, your wanting and your desires. So, the third noble truth is, there is an end to dukkha. And the fourth noble truth is the way that leads to the end of dukkha.
Dan yang keempat adalah jalan menuju akhir dukkha.
And what leads to the end of dukkha?
Dan apakah yang mengantar pada akhir daripada dukkha?
Sila, samadhi, panya.
Sila, samadhi, panya.
You don't have translations for that? Sila are the five precepts. The first precept, not to harm any living being. Being, not only human beings. That includes animals, yeah, and cows and devas, yeah. The second precept is not to take what is not given. If we go, you know, to our neighbor, yeah, and see some nice fruits in his garden and take them, yeah, and he has not given it to us, then it is against the precept.
Bila kita melihat di taman tetangga kita ada buah dan kita mengambilnya tanpa diberikan, kita melanggar sila kedua.
Or if we work in a company and take this that belongs to the company without asking for permission, then it's also against the precept. And we do that very often. It is not only stealing, you know, it's not only stealing, but it's also these little things, yeah. It's not only stealing, Yeah, but it's also taking these little things that we think it is okay.
Jadi bukan hanya mencuri, tetapi juga mengambil sesuatu yang kecil yang tidak kita sadari.
The third precept is no sexual misconduct.
Yang ketiga adalah tidak berperilaku asusila.
Yeah. Having a wife, yeah, then not looking for another one, yeah, huh? Not going outside of the marriage, yeah, be it man or be it woman, yeah, not, yeah.
Dalam suatu pernikahan, tidak mencari suami atau istri yang lain atau laki-laki atau perempuan yang lain daripada pasangan kita yang sah.
And not using somebody, you know, that is dependent on us for our sexual pleasure.
Dan tidak menggunakan seseorang yang masih dalam under di bawah perlindungan ya orang tuanya atau siapapun untuk kesenangan seksual.
So it starts with parents and their kids. Teacher and student,
guru dan murid-muridnya,
professor and student,
profesor dan murid-muridnya,
but also our employer and employees.
Dan juga pemimpin dan anggotanya atau karyawannya, pekerjanya.
And when you look at the world, it is full of sexual misconduct.
Bila kita melihat dunia ini penuh dengan perilaku asusila.
I don't know about Indonesia, but everywhere where I look, you know, I mean, it is full of sexual misconduct.
Bante mengatakan tidak tahu di Indonesia apakah seperti itu, tetapi di mana pun dia melihat, kenapa, di mana pun dia melihat, semuanya penuh dengan asusila.
Even if our religion allows, you know, to have, you know, have multiple wives, you know, or multiple husband, it is against the precept.
In Laos?
Even if the religion allows us to have multiple wives or multiple husbands, then it is against the precept.
Walaupun suatu agama mengizinkan untuk memiliki lebih dari satu istri ataupun satu suami, yang demikian juga melanggar silang.
The fourth precept is no lies, no harsh speech, yeah? No speech that hurts other people.
Yang keempat adalah tidak berbohong, tidak berkata kasar, tidak berkata kata-kata yang menyakitkan orang lain.
The problem with this precept is that, you know, we say things that, you know, that we don't want to say and we regret it later. Yeah. So we have to have sati, yeah, not to say things, yeah. Not to look down on other people, yeah. Not to hurt them.
Kadang-kadang kita berbicara, kita mengatakan sesuatu yang nantinya akan kita sesali, jadi kita harus memiliki sati, kesadaran untuk tidak berkata-kata yang kasar atau menyakiti orang lain.
And the fifth precept is no alcohol, no drugs, everything that makes us unmindful.
Dan yang kelima adalah dilarang mengkonsumsi alkohol ataupun obat-obatan yang melemahkan kesadaran kita seperti narkoba.
And that includes nowadays, you know, the smartphones.
Dan zaman sekarang termasuk handphone, smartphone.
Everybody is, you know, I mean, everywhere where I go, you know, I see people, you know, addicted, being addicted to the smartphone, yeah? Sitting on the back of the motorcycle, you know, and texting in something, yeah? It is a kind of a drug, you know, that, you know, avoids us to seeing the dukkha in our life.
Ini merupakan suatu obat terlarang seperti narkoba. kebaran yang membuat kita tidak dapat melihat dukkha dalam kehidupan ini.
Because restlessness is dukkha. And if we are restless, or bored, you know, we look at our smartphone. It doesn't. Yeah, I mean, it is not really, you know, to the belonging to the five precepts. But I, you know, because I see the use of it, you know, I said, you know, I mean, beware of it. All the older people, you know, what did you do 10 years ago? When there were no smartphones, life must be very boring at that time, huh? But now I see also the older people, you know, 40, 50 years, you know, constantly being on their smartphones. Eh? It's dangerous for us as Buddhists, you know, because it, you know, it hides, you know, the truth, the first noble truth. And if you don't see the first noble truth, we don't find a way out of dukkha.
Yeah.
If you need to use it in a smart way, yeah. But not to distract yourself. So the important thing about these five precepts, whoever does not keep the five precepts will go down into the lower realms.
Jadi bagi orang yang tidak menjalankan atau memegang lima sila, mereka tetap akan turun ke alam yang lebih rendah.
Remember this, yeah? I mean, hell is not a very pleasant place to be.
Ingatlah hal ini, karena neraka bukanlah tempat yang menyenangkan untuk kita kunjungi.
And don't think you have never been to hell.
Dan jangan berpikir kita tidak pernah pergi ke neraka.
Every one of us remembers it very well. That's why we are afraid of it.
Setiap kita semua pernah ke neraka dan mengingatnya dengan begitu baik. Oleh karena itu kita takut, kita tidak mau pergi ke neraka.
We have been there so often, yeah. For the normal human being, yeah, they become a human being, they do, you know, they go against the precept, they go to hell. Once their punishment is over, then they come back in the ghost realm, and once there it is over, then they come back as a human being, just, yeah, to do the same things again and again, to go down again, yeah.
Jadi terakhir sebagai manusia, mereka yang melanggar sila, mereka akan turun ke alam neraka. Setelah dari alam neraka, mereka dilahirkan di alam hantu. Dan setelah itu, dilahirkan kembali menjadi manusia, di mana mereka melakukan hal-hal yang sama kembali. Jadi mereka turun kembali.
So, remember that if you don't want to go down, yeah, keep the five precepts from now. Forget what has happened, you know, in the previous years, yeah? From now on, you keep them, yeah?
Jadi ingatlah, bila tidak ingin ke neraka, kita mulai dari sekarang ini, kita pegang dengan teguh lima sila kita. Lupakanlah hal-hal di masa lalu kita, mulai sekarang kita pegang lima sila kita dengan baik.
Unless you want to visit all your friends who go down to hell. Unless you want to visit all your friends that go down to hell. Or join. The people, you know, where I live in Thailand, you know, they say, you know, I mean, in the hell, they're all my friends, you know. When I go to heaven, it is very empty. Yeah, so I better go with all my friends.
Jadi orang Thai berkata di surga itu tidak ada teman saya, jadi lebih baik saya pergi ke neraka. Teman-teman saya semua di sana.
So we talked about the five precepts. Keeping the five precepts is very important. There's something else, yeah. I mean, there's a way to heaven, yeah. If you want to go to heaven for a while, yeah. Some people want to go there. There are three prerequisites that also are necessary when we start to practice. Yeah?
Jadi kita berbicara tentang lima sila dan menjalankan lima sila. Dan bila Anda ingin terlahir di alam surga untuk beberapa waktu, ada tiga hal yang wajib dilakukan untuk dapat terlahir di alam surga.
The first prerequisite is generosity.
Yang pertama adalah kedermawanan, kemurahan hati.
The second one is being respectful to all beings.
Yang kedua adalah menghormati kepada semua makhluk.
Not only to the beings that we like, to every being, even if we dislike them very much.
Bukan hanya kepada makhluk yang kita sukai, tetapi juga yang makhluk kepada kita tidak suka.
And being grateful for what is given to us.
Dan merasa berterima kasih terhadap apa yang Tuhan diberikan kepada kita.
That includes our parents, that includes the teachers, that includes everybody, you know, who took care of us.
Dan hal ini juga termasuk orang tua kita, guru-guru kita, dan mereka yang telah menjaga kita, memelihara kita.
Only if you have developed these three prerequisites to a certain degree and kept the five precepts, then you can go to heaven for a while.
Hanya dengan memiliki atau menjalankan tiga syarat ini dengan baik sampai suatu level standar level tertentu dan juga ditambah dengan penjagaan lima sila, maka Anda dapat melewati alam surga untuk beberapa waktu.
But heaven only lasts for a certain amount of time.
Tetapi alam surga hanya bertahan untuk sekian waktu.
And then we probably drop down to hell.
Dan kemungkinan kita akan jatuh ke alam neraka.
Like my venerable teacher, you know, told us, you know, when he looked at his previous life, he went up to this heaven, then he went down to that hell, then he went up to that heaven, and then he went down to that hell, yeah, before he became back as a human being, going up, going down, going up, going down. That's fun.
Jadi guru beliau mengutamakan bercerita kepada mereka tentang kehidupan makhluknya, bahwa beliau dari alam surga turun ke alam neraka, naik lagi ke alam surga, turun lagi ke alam neraka, sebelum terakhir sebagai manusia.
So heaven is not eternal, just like hell is not eternal. Yeah? You spend, you know, I mean, you work very hard, you know, in 1 year, you know, and save money to go on holiday. Yeah? And once the money is gone, you know, you go back to the working hell. Yeah?
Jadi alam surga dan alam neraka memiliki waktu, tidaklah untuk selamanya, tidaklah permanen. Seperti kita menabung, kita bekerja sekian lama, kita dapat berlindung untuk beberapa hari, beberapa waktu, dan kita kembali kepada neraka pekerjaan kembali.
Yeah, working and working, you know, earning money, you know, to go on the next holiday. Yeah, see, yeah.
Jadi kita bekerja dan bekerja untuk mencari uang untuk liburan berikutnya.
I mean, out of this reason, you know, I call samsara, or you know, the cycle of birth and death, you know, the roller coaster of life, going up, going down, going up, going down.
Jadi beliau menyebutnya sebagai roller coaster kehidupan, naik dan turun, naik dan turun.
You have roller coaster here? You know what it is? Yeah? I mean, it's going up, you know, and then going down, you know, going up again, going down. You saw it in America, you know, in Los Angeles, huge roller coaster. You don't have this fun in Indonesia, or? What?
We save our money, we working, save our money, we go other place to play roller coaster.
Okay, that is life, yeah? Huh? And going up, going down.
Okay, then you go up, you go up, naik dan turun, naik dan
turun. So the second part, you know, from the way that leads out of the dukkha, yeah, is samadhi.
Jalan yang kedua untuk keluar daripada dukkha adalah samadhi.
Samadhi is the ability to concentrate on one object.
Samadhi adalah kemampuan untuk berkonsentrasi pada satu objek.
But not only the ability to concentrate, but also being aware of what that object is doing.
Bukan hanya berkonsentrasi saja, tetapi mengetahui apakah yang sedang terjadi pada objek tersebut.
So we normally concentrate on the breath around the tip of the nose. No. That the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out.
Jadi biasanya kita berkonsentrasi pada ujung hidung kita, mengetahui nafas masuk, mengetahui nafas keluar.
The knowingness, yeah, or this awareness of the breath around the tip of the nose is something that is very important.
Jadi mengetahui tentang nafas adalah sesuatu yang sangat penting.
It's not mindfulness, it's mind emptiness. The mind is empty of any occupation. And when the mind is empty of any occupation, it knows.
Ketika pikiran itu tidak ada, can I say no activity?
What?
Can I say no activity in the mind? No,
yeah.
Occupation?
Yes, yeah.
Ketika pikiran itu tidak ada aktivitas, tidak ada activity, di sanalah keluar mengetahui.
It is also called this awareness. This awareness is also called sati.
Juga disebut kesadaran atau sati.
So samadhi has two aspects. One is the concentration onto an object, and the other is the sati, or this knowingness about the object.
Jadi samadhi ada dua faktor. Yang pertama adalah konsentrasi, yang kedua adalah mengetahui apa yang terjadi dengan objek tersebut, yaitu sati.
A lot of people, you know, when they sit in samadhi, you know, they concentrate and they concentrate and concentrate, but they don't know what is going on.
Kebanyakan orang sedang meditasi, mereka berkonsentrasi dan berkonsentrasi, tapi mereka tidak tahu apa yang sedang terjadi.
And because of when they concentrate, when they are able to concentrate, and a nice feeling arises, then they go to this feeling, and their samadhi is gone. So don't forget, you know, when you go into meditation class, you know, I mean, use both, concentrate, you know, on the breath, you know, or we can also use the word putto, yeah, and know what this object is doing, yeah.
Jadi selanjutnya kita berkonsentrasi, berkonsentrasi pada nafas kita atau pada kata buto dan mengetahui apa yang sedang terjadi.
Because then, only then, we can enter samadhi.
Dan hanya dengan demikian kita dapat memasuki samadhi.
Samadhi is the stillness of the mind when there is no occupation. That means when there is no thoughts arising and no memories coming up.
Samadhi adalah ketenangan pikiran ketika tidak ada pikiran yang muncul.
Oh, and what?
Memory.
Dan dan ingatan, tidak ada pikiran dan ingatan yang muncul, itulah sat.
And if there are no thoughts and no memories coming up,
dan ketika tidak ada ingatan dan memori, tidak ada pikiran dan memori yang muncul,
there is no future, there is no past, there is no fear, there is no worries, there is just happiness or stillness or peacefulness. Isn't that what we are looking for? So why do we look outside of ourselves? Why do we think, you know, happiness arises in the money or in the car, in the house, in the partner? It arises here in this heart. You understand that? Unhappiness arises also in this heart. And the strange thing is, it has nothing to do with what is happening outside of us. You understand that? Huh? We always blame somebody if we are unhappy. Huh? It's because of this or because of that, because of that. No, it is because of our own heart. Really, really understand it. If you understand that, you know, I mean, your life will be very easy. Because the things that arise in our heart, we can eliminate. And that is the way of wisdom or the way of panya. Wisdom, you know, investigates the things that arise in our heart. Including this body, feeling, that is bodily feeling or mental feeling, that is thoughts,
pikiran,
and memory and associations. You know what association is?
Something related to the memory.
No. When I see somebody and I say this is a man or woman, that is association. It comes with a memory. Yes. No, not perception. Right? Huh? Perceiving something, you know, doesn't, if you perceive something, it doesn't mean that you know what you perceive. Memory tells you what you perceive. Yeah? Yeah. And can be also, yeah? I mean, if there's a feeling, you know there's a feeling, it's a painful feeling, or a neutral feeling, or a happy feeling. So, and the last part is the consciousness. A lot of people, you know, confuse consciousness, you know, with the thing, you know, I am or something like that. That's not the case.
biasanya orang berpikir bahwa consciousness, kesadaran itu adalah saya, diri saya.
When you look at the process, consciousness only tells you that something has come into contact with our senses.
Kesadaran adalah suatu, kita menyadari bahwa sesuatu,
consciousness is when we contact.
When we receive the contact with our senses, that something has to come in contact with our senses.
Bahwa sesuatu datang yang dalam berkontak dengan indera kita, dalam kesadaran kita mengetahui.
We don't know yet what sense has been triggered.
Kita tidak tahu indera mana yang terpicu.
So memory will tell us, you know, what sense it is and what we have perceived.
Dan ingatan yang mengatakan bahwa inilah indera yang terpicu.
And what it is?
Yeah, and what it is.
Then.
I mean, that's what we're training for how many years when we are born? Yeah? Look at the little babies, you know, when they try, you know, make contact, you know, to know what it is, yeah? That's where they train the memory, yeah? To be able, you know, to match, you know, what they perceive, you know, with what is there. Yeah?
Seperti bayi, beberapa tahun, mereka turun dan beberapa tahun untuk melatih dirinya, menyentuh ini dan itu untuk dapat mendapatkan persepsi hal tersebut.
So wisdom is investigating these five khandas or five groups.
Jadi kebijaksanaan adalah untuk menyelidiki lima khanda.
You know the five groups that I just mentioned?
Apakah Anda mengetahui lima khanda yang beliau baru sampaikan?
Again, the group of the body, of feeling, of thought, of memory association and consciousness.
Biasanya kita dengan bahasa Pali, lupa beda masalahnya sekarang adalah tubuh jasmani, perasaan, memori, dan asosiasi,
sometimes thought. Consciousness, I mean, you don't even know.
Body.
Feeling.
Yeah,
thought.
Pikiran,
memory. Consciousness. This memory is not good.
Coffee.
Your memory is not good.
Coffee. Blame the
computer. Blame your karma. There are three universal characteristics. They are called anicca, anatta, dukkha.
Ada tiga karakter universal atau umum, yaitu anicca, dukkha, anatta.
And we can use this to investigate these five khandas.
Dan kita menggunakan tiga corak ini untuk menyelidiki lima khanda.
So, the first thing that we investigate is this body.
Jadi yang pertama kita selidiki adalah tubuh ini, tubuh jasmani.
We are born in this body, we will die in this body. So we think we are the body.
Kita lahir di tubuh ini, kita juga meninggal di tubuh ini. Jadi kita berpikir kita adalah tubuh ini.
Or not? Or not? Don't you think so?
Apakah Anda berpikir demikian?
Now imagine, you're born in a car, and you die in the car and never get out of the car. You assume that you are the car.
Contohnya, umpamanya kita lahir di mobil, kita pun meninggal di mobil, tidak pernah keluar dari mobil, dan kita berpikir kita adalah mobil.
But there's a driver in the car, otherwise the car would not move.
Tetapi ada seseorang yang mengemudi mobil tersebut. Bila tidak, mobil tersebut tidak bisa jalan.
And there's a citta in this body, yeah, that is just like the driver in the car.
Dan ada citta dalam tubuh ini yang berlaku seperti pengemudi dalam sebuah mobil.
And that is the problem. The citta, because the citta is greed, hatred, and delusion. Greed, hatred, and delusion. The citta. Yeah, in the citta is greed, hatred, and delusion. Yeah, sure. Delusion. Dosa moha. Dosa lopa. Lopa dosa moha. This is the problem. Yeah. I mean, because the citta moves. Yeah. That's why the body moves. Yeah. We want something, you know, we are thirsty, so the body moves, you know, to give us something to drink.
Jadi itulah masalahnya. Ketika tubuh bergerak adalah cinta yang bergerak. Ketika tubuh ini haus, maka tubuh bergerak mendapatkan air untuk minum.
The important thing in this investigation is to understand that the body and the citta are two different things.
Jadi adalah hal yang penting untuk mengetahui bahwa tubuh dan cinta ini adalah dua hal yang berbeda.
I just mentioned the five khandhas. In the five khandhas, there is no citta.
Saya baru saja menjelaskan lima khandha, dan dalam lima khandha tersebut tidak ada citta.
The five khandhas are the toolbox of the citta.
Lima khandha adalah alat-alat daripada citta.
Just like you have at home a toolbox, you know, the screwdriver and, you know, I mean, whatever there is in the toolbox. Yeah? I mean, whoever you know controls the toolbox, you know, can use the tools. Yeah.
Jadi seperti di rumah kita ada alat-alat peralatan di rumah seperti obeng dan yang lainnya. Siapa yang mengontrol alat tersebut dapat menggunakannya.
So if you're two people who constantly fight to use the toolbox, then now you're in trouble.
Bila dua orang menggunakan satu kotak peralatan, maka
you understand it clearly. Huh? Two people are fighting over a toolbox because they want to use the tools.
Dua, apakah kita mengerti dua orang berantem untuk menggunakan kotak peralatan agar bisa menggunakan peralatan tersebut?
What?
I don't understand.
You don't understand. Yeah. I mean, there is avicca, yeah, and there's dhamma, yeah.
Ada avijja dan ada dhamma.
Yeah. These are the two peoples who constantly fight who can use the tools.
Jadi mereka lah dua yang selalu bertarung berkelahi untuk menggunakan kotak peralatan tersebut.
Slow witty. You understand? Slow witty. You understand slowly?
Yes. Yeah.
I try to explain it so that people can understand, yeah. There's the light and there's the darkness. You know, in Christianity you call it light and darkness, avicca and dhamma, yeah. I mean, you can call it anyway, but they are opposing things.
Atau ada jenis kata lain adalah cahaya dan kegelapan. Kita boleh menggunakan avicca atau dhamma atau cahaya atau kegelapan.
And whoever sits on the throne, yeah, that's what Lungta Mahabua said, you know, I can use the tools.
Dan siapapun yang duduk di singgah sana dapat menggunakan kotak peralatan tersebut.
So, for instance, you decide to sit in meditation for an hour, yeah? And after 5 minutes, Achilles says, come, I have something important to do. Yeah? So they take over the power of the body and they go, yeah? And before it was the Dhamma, yeah? Huh? Or there's too much pain, I have to go, you know, and so on. Yeah. So they are constantly fighting, you know, who has the power over the khandhas.
Jadi seperti kita bermeditasi, Baru 5 menit saja Wilesa sudah datang. Wah, ada hal yang harus kita kerjakan dan kita pun melintas kita. Jadi seperti itulah Abhijja dan Dhamma, mereka selalu berkelahi. Dan siapapun yang mengontrol duduk di singgasana dapat mengontrol yang seperti kita.
So, if you remember the five khandhas, the five groups, that's the body, you know, that is feeling, that is memory, thought, yeah, and consciousness. Yeah? If avijja uses it, you know, it is to your detriment. If the Dhamma uses it, it is for your benefit.
Jadi seperti lima khandha yang beliau sebutkan tadi, jasmani, perasaan, memori, pikiran, dan kesadaran, bila avijja yang menggunakannya maka akan membahayakan diri kita. Tetapi bila Dhamma yang digunakan maka akan menguntungkan diri kita.
So for instance, if you are very unhappy, you know, then the kilesas, you know, avijja comes and says, oh, play with your smartphone, or to the other people they say, okay, go drink a beer or wine, yeah, to forget the dukkha. Yeah?
Jadi ketika seperti kita sedang tidak bahagia, kita sedang sedih, kilesa datang, ya, mengatakan, mari kita menggunakan handphone kita. Atau kita chatting kepada orang lain, mari kita minum bir dan sebagainya.
Okay, so let's talk about anicca, anatta, dukkha. Anicca, yeah, is impermanent. What arises, ceases. Yeah? I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, then the rain comes and the sun comes and the rain comes and the sun comes. Nothing is constant in this universe. Our thought arise and cease. Huh?
Jadi mari kita membicarakan tentang anicca, dukkha, dalam mata. Anicca, seperti hujan datang, muncul matahari lagi, kemudian datang, muncul matahari lagi. Tidak ada sesuatu yang konstan ataupun tetap di dunia ini.
Feeling arises and ceases.
Perasaan muncul dan lenyap.
Happiness arises and ceases.
Kebahagiaan muncul dan lenyap.
Unhappiness arises and ceases.
Ketidakbahagiaan juga muncul dan lenyap.
If we investigate the things, you know, within ourselves, we see it's a constant movement.
Bila kita menyelidikinya dalam The
other principle, you know, is anatta. Yeah? What did the Lord Buddha say? It's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me, it is not myself.
Yang kedua adalah anatta. Yaitu, seperti yang dikatakan Buddha adalah not me, bukan saya. Bukan milik saya dan bukan saya.
It doesn't belong to me.
Dan bukan milik kita.
It is not myself.
Dan bukan milik kita.
When you look, yeah, left or right, you see somebody. Is it you?
Ketika kita melihat ke kiri dan ke kanan, kita melihat seseorang.
Look at this.
Itu adalah milik kami.
Look at his arm. Is it your arm? Now look at your arm. Is it your arm? Why do you call it your arm? In our language, we have subject and object. You understand that? Subject, object? No.
Subject and object. Subject adalah
I see him. I subject him object.
Saya melihat dia. Saya adalah subject, subject. Dia adalah object. Itu adalah subject dan
object. So, whatever you see cannot be you.
Jadi apapun yang Anda lihat tidak bisa dikatakan adalah Anda.
Is that clear?
Apakah paham? yang Anda lihat itu pasti bukanlah Anda, karena yang lihat tidak mungkin melihat diri sendiri.
Whatever I feel cannot be me.
Setiap yang saya rasakan, yang saya rasakan itu pasti bukanlah saya.
Because there's somebody who knows there's a feeling.
Karena ada sesuatu yang mengetahui perasaan tersebut.
It's very important that you understand that, yeah?
Sangat penting untuk memahami hal ini.
There's the experience of the feeling and somebody who experiences it.
Yaitu pengalaman mengetahui merasakan rasa tersebut dan siapakah yang mengetahui merasakan rasa tersebut.
The feeling is like a cloud.
Perasaan adalah seperti awan.
Well, we see it, it comes and it goes.
Kita melihatnya datang dan ia pergi.
But who sees it?
Tetapi siapakah yang melihatnya?
And the citta. Or the knowingness knows that there is a feeling, yeah? Just like, yeah? Just like we see something, huh? We see something, yeah? But this, what we see is not us.
Seperti kita melihat sesuatu yang kita lihat, bukanlah
kita. So, don't say, it's my feeling. Say, there is a feeling.
Jadi jangan sebut perasaan saya, tapi ada
perasaan. Very important to understand. There is a thought. There is a feeling. There is a memory. It is not us. Somebody knows there's a memory coming up. It's not our memory. It's not our thought. Yeah. And it's not our feeling. Yeah. It's not our cloud. Yeah. It's not the rain cloud or the white cloud or the dark cloud that comes by. Yeah. It's not us. We see it. Yeah. But because of our attachment, we say, it's me, mine, myself.
Jadi perasaan bukanlah perasaan kita, pikiran, ingatan bukanlah diri kita, dalam kita. Seperti awan, awan putih, awan hitam, itu bukanlah awan kita, bukanlah kita. Tetapi karena kemelekatan kita, kita merasa itu sebagai kita dan diri kita.
There? Okay, understood?
Kira-kira? Apakah membingungkan? Jadi, membingungkan Anda, ya? Okay.
If you really understood that,
Anda benar-benar memahami hal tersebut,
then you can never ever say again, you hurt my feeling.
Maka Anda tidak bisa mengatakannya lagi bahwa Anda melukai perasaan.
Because it's not your feeling.
Because itu bukanlah perasaan Anda.
Huh? And then you can live in peace, eh? Then you can live in peace.
Dan Anda bisa hidup dengan damai.
Huh? These things, yeah? That is the delusion that we live in, that we believe that these things are me, mine and myself, yeah?
Jadi kita delusi di mana kita berpikir ini adalah kita, saya, diri saya, dan ini saya.
But the first problem, the first problem that arises is the attachment to our body.
Tapi masalah pertama adalah kemelekatan kita terhadap tubuh kita.
That's why you, for instance, wear a mask, yeah?
Contohnya, memakai masker.
Or like in Malaysia, or in Singapore, or probably also Indonesia. I mean, they eat medicine like staple food, yeah?
Atau seperti di Malaysia ataupun di Singapura, mereka mengkonsumsi obat-obatan seperti makanan pokok setiap hari.
Medicine is then when we are sick, huh? It's not a nutriment. But we worry so much about the body that, you know, I mean, we instantly run to see the doctor, and then, you know, he gives us just medicine, medicine, medicine.
Tapi kita sangat mengkhawatirkan untuk kita nanti sehingga kita cepat-cepat kita melihat dokter dan memberikan kita obat ini dan obat itu.
Instead of running to the greatest of all doctors, you know, the Lord Buddha, you know, and finding the way out. Yeah?
Daripada hal tersebut, mereka tidak mencari dokter yang paling baik yang sang Buddha yang keluar dari semua hal ini.
Because he knows, he understands, he teaches us why things are happening in our life. They're happening because of our karma. They know what karma is? You know what karma is? I'm asking you. Yeah, you just translate. Yeah. Huh? Don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you.
Jangan melakukan apa yang tidak ingin dilakukan kepada diri Anda sendiri.
Yeah, but you forgot the second one. For whatever happens to us is what we have done unto others. Yes, yes, yes. Bite your teeth, yeah, and go through it, yeah. Because only things that we have done unto others, be it good or be it bad, will come back to us.
Jadi apapun yang kita lakukan, apakah itu yang baik ataupun yang buruk, ada kembali kepada diri kita sendiri.
When we understand this principle, very important principle.
Ketika kita memahami prinsip ini.
And we are very aware of it every day. Then we can really live a very peaceful and happy life. We don't have to fight anybody, anything.
And
if we have a little bit of wisdom or then we can look what kind of action leads to this kind of karma, and then we can remove the cause of it from our heart.
Dan bila kita memiliki sedikit kebijaksanaan, kita dapat melihat apakah suatu action ini dapat menghasilkan suatu karma, apakah karma yang akan dihasilkan, maka kita dapat meluruskan akarnya. We can
remove the root from our heart. We can remove that what causes this karma from our heart so that it won't happen in the future. The only problem is that we don't have enough awareness during the day, that we don't see what we are doing, why we are doing it, and what the results of our doing is. We just do it. We need to be able to reflect about what we are doing, why we are doing it, and what the result of our doing is every day.
Kita perlu merefleksi diri kita sendiri, apakah yang kita lakukan, kenapa kita lakukannya, dan apakah hasil dari perlakuan kita, perilaku kita, perbuatan kita setiap hari.
Okay, so we need to train this sati or this awareness, and have a little bit of reflection. Yeah, what happened during our day? Yeah, why did we react in the way that we reacted? Yeah, why did we say this word or why did we do this action? What was the cause of it? Yeah? Reflect about it. Yeah, and then your life goes very easy. You know, it can actually become very playful, yeah? Very joyful, yeah? If you don't take it to heart.
Dalam hari kali kita, kenapa kita melakukan hal ini?
What?
Can you come again? Why we do that and then?
The cause, why we do it? Kenapa what is the result of our doing? What? First, what we are doing, why we are doing, what is the result of our doing.
Kenapa kita melakukannya, apakah yang kita lakukan, dan apakah hasilnya dari perlakuan kita, perlakuan kita.
Sometimes I also forget what I say. So, I think that is enough, yeah, for today, yeah.
Jadi cukup untuk hari ini.
So, if you have some questions, then you might ask them.
Apakah ada pertanyaan dari
Han, can you look what happened to the camera? Why it's not recording? Is it still recording?
The lights was off.
Yeah, I saw it. That's why I asked. Yeah. Turn it on again. I have to. Just for a moment. Yeah. Think about a question. Okay. Question.
Just now he said I translate.
What?
He translate. Yeah, I translate that.
Yeah.
Kanda is not part of Kanda.
Yes.
He doesn't understand it.
I mean, I explained the five khandhas. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinyana. Yeah, do you listen what the five khandhas are?
Yeah.
Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinyana. There is no citta in the khandhas.
Okay, so what is the citta?
The citta is the one who uses the khandhas. It is a person who uses the toolbox.
Different citta is not consciousness.
What?
Citta is not consciousness.
I just explained it. Consciousness is something. We are aware of something has come into our sense contact. Sense contact, yeah? We have six senses, yeah? If one of the senses is hit, memory tells us what senses it and what we perceive. That's why I explained it, conscious, you know. I mean, I know lots of people think consciousness is citta. No. The Lord Buddha used, vinyana. It is not the same as citta. Citta is a Pali word, vinyana is a Pali word. If consciousness would be citta, he would use the same word, wouldn't he? No? Understand that citta is that, yeah? It is formed, yeah? I mean, there's the pure citta, that's the citta of the Arahant, and there's the defined citta, that is our citta, yeah? The citta itself, you know, once we purify it, you know, it is the pure citta, yeah? That is eternity, yeah? The citta of the Arahant, yeah? And in the citta there is greed, hatred and delusion, yeah? And greed and hatred are rooted in this body. Yeah? And delusion is rooted in sanya and sankara, so in thoughts and in memory. Yeah? So we first have to get rid of greed and hate, you know, before we can even touch the delusion. Yeah? Yeah? A lot of people want to investigate only the mind function. Yeah, they don't want to investigate this body. Yeah? They don't want to cut it up, yeah, into bits and pieces. Huh? Because we love it. Understood?
Kita ini punya menggunakan dalam cinta loba dosa dan loba dan dosa itu berakar di jasmani dan moha itu pada sangkar endinya.
Yeah.
Jadi pertama itu kita harus menjadi tubuh ini. Beliau mengatakan banyak orang memiliki pikiran dan pikiran tidak mau menjadi tubuh ini.
Yes, some awareness. Han is sitting in front and he doesn't notice anything. Okay, so other questions? Why do you see the clouds in the sky?
Because they're here.
See? It's the same thing.
But they're the one who causes the feelings and we felt that, so it is our feelings.
I do not understand what you're asking.
They are the one who causes us to feel emotions, so it is our feelings because we're the one who felt it and not them.
Can somebody translate that so that I understand?
Because the other person is that make the feeling come up. Why is not?
Yeah, but it doesn't come up in the other person, it comes up in us.
So why is not for our own feeling?
Because it arises and ceases. It arises because of our reaction to somebody else's say something, yeah? Just like the cloud arises because of the sun, you know, picking up the water. It's a phenomena. And that is something that we have to realize. Yeah? If the moment we attach to the feeling, then it becomes our feeling. Yeah? If we don't attach to it, then it becomes a feeling. There is a feeling. Who knows that there is a feeling? Next time you ask, yeah, you ask, you know, do you know that you are feeling? Ask the feeling. Do you know what it answers? Nothing. Because it's a phenomena. And we perceive the phenomena. Just like our eyes perceive other things. Ne? Just because you perceive some other person doesn't mean it's you. Huh? Understood?
Understood.
No, not understood. Where is he? Does he translate or what? What?
I think she understands English. You are headed to translate
for it. No, you understand it.
I understand.
Okay. And I understand that it is difficult to understand because we are attached to it. Just like you are attached to your smartphone. Yeah? Yeah? Or to, you're attached to knowingness. You want to know about this, you want to know about that, yeah? And you can't let go of it, yeah? So we can't let go of feelings, we can't let go of thought. This is my thought. No, it's not your thought. There's a thought. There's a memory, yeah? And most of our memories are completely distorted anyway. Huh? Yeah? Let me translate a little bit, you know, so that the others don't understand as well, huh?
Maka ini bukan menjadi pikiran saya, tetapi ada suatu pikiran, ada suatu perasaan. Seperti ada tadi yang akan jelaskan, ada subjek, ada objek. Saya melihat rumah Peter pasti bukanlah saya. Saya melihat, merasakan perasaan. Perasaan itu pasti bukanlah saya. Saya mengetahui ada muncul pikiran. Saya mengetahui ada pikiran tersebut. Pikiran adalah objek dan yang mengetahui adalah subjek. Jadi demikian yang dijelaskan oleh pendiri tadi.
And there's something else. You talked about emotion. Emotion is not within the five khandhas. Emotion is something that we boiled up. It is... Yeah, translate.
Emosi bukanlah bagian dari pancakanda, tapi merupakan suatu yang boiled up.
Yeah.
Yang terbentuk.
Maybe you have seen an avalanche in the snowy region, you know, in the Tibetan mountains. Yeah? A stone causes, you know, to fall, and with each roll it takes on snow and becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. That is called an emotion.
Seperti avalanche,
snow.
Kan longsor. Jadi longsor pertama itu adalah dari batu kecil. Batu kecil tersebut memiliki membuat salju mengelilinginya makin tebal, makin tebal, makin tebal sehingga menjadi suatu longsoran besar. Itulah emosi tertutup menjadi besar.
It's okay. Ah, now you turned it off.
Dari suatu sesuatu yang kecil.
No, no. I talked to Hans. Now you turned it off again.
No, because I think it's a timer. The timer
locked in. What? There's no timer. Heat.
That timer. Oh,
heat.
Heat. Oh,
heat. Okay. It's too hot for the camera. So wait for a minute and then turn it back on. The important thing about emotion is, you know, there's a thought. With a thought comes is a feeling attached. Yeah. Then there's a memory, the similar memory coming up, you know, with the same kind of feeling. So the feeling gets bigger, you know. And then there's another thought, you know. So with each roll, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until it overwhelms us. Yeah. And that's what we call an emotion. Yeah. But we can stop it at any time. Yeah. When we see, you know, when we see the stone rolling, yeah, we can instantly stop it and say, puto, 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 and then it disappears. Yeah?
Jadi emosi itu seperti ada suatu pikiran muncul, ditemani, dilengkapi oleh perasaan. Dan muncul lagi ingatan memori misalnya masa lalu yang dilengkapi ditambah dengan perasaan. Nah, dari memori tersebut nanti kita berpikir lagi, pikiran yang lain muncul. Ditambah perasaan lagi. Jadi berhenti-henti sampai kita menjadi overwhelmed itu seperti overdosis gitu ya, seperti bagaimana perasaan overwhelmed lalu kewalahan.
So this is a very simple trick, you know, to stop any kind of emotion, yeah?
Jadi biasa tempat tadi beliau mengatakan kita bisa memutuskan pikiran tersebut atau emosi tersebut dengan duduk-duduk kapanpun bila kita sadar.
Okay, so any other question?
Jadi ada pertanyaan lain?
Okay, probably too much for most of the people. Something, most of the things you haven't heard before, yeah?
Jadi kebanyakan kita belum pernah dengar.
Yeah? What do you think?
I read it several times already.
Yes. Yeah, so lot of it, you know, I hope you translated it correctly. So you can read it. Okay, so then it's enough for today, yeah?
Kira-kira ada yang ingin berdamai dengan catatan pajak hari ini?